Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Rose Wallen. And we're going to be talking about another fun event coming to USU Extension. And it's always a lot of fun over there. But this one, continuing our plant-based favorites. And we got the Cut Flower Workshop coming up on January 26th. Rose, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me here.
You know, it's always exciting when we get to these later stages of the winter months. You know, December, January, they're fine. They're fun, but you get tired of the cold after a bit, and you start looking ahead to what spring holds. And a lot of people love to get their gardens going. And this Cut Flower Workshop feels like a good chance to start yourself off in the right direction heading into that spring season.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Relaxed, we can look at some pictures of flowers at least and get thinking about what we want to do for the spring.
And, you know, we talked about when we were talking about the Eastern Utah Master Gardener Program. It feels like around here, you have to be very specific when you're teaching how to grow these flowers because it's a different environment out here. It's a harder environment to try and grow things in. So the Cut Flower Workshop is going to be a very valuable tool to help these gardeners get off and head in the right direction when they're trying to start their gardens this spring.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what kind of things are they looking at learning during this Cut Flower Workshop?
Well, we're going to be having hopefully a really good time. I've got some colleagues coming. Flowers are sort of their passion project, so they're going to be a great resource for us. But we're going to be talking about growing flowers for cut flower arrangements. So whether that's something you like to do for yourself, whether you want to turn it into sort of a backyard business, cut flowers at the farmer's market consistently sell out. There's some things that don't necessarily ship well, and so florists look for local sources of those. So it could be a business opportunity as well.
You know, that's something a lot of people are looking for in this day and age, is a nice little side business to go. And I feel like cut flowers, one of those unique ones, like you said, sometimes they don't travel well. So if you're able to grow them here in area, going to be a big benefit to you. And plus, if you are an artsy type and you can make some cut flower arrangements, you can make some beautiful, beautiful arrangements with these.
Yeah, it just makes people happy. It's something that's really just brings some scent and color into your house.
So let's dive into the nitty gritty for a second. So this is again coming up on January 26th over at Emory High. When is this going to be taking place? Time of day, and then how can people get registered for it?
Okay, so it'll be in the evening. Like you said, Emory High School. It'll be 6 to 8 p.m. And we're going to be having dinner, so you can come straight from work, get fed. Everything's free, but we do want you to sign up ahead of time so we can make sure we get an account for food. You can sign up on Eventbrite, and there are links to that on our social media, as well as we'll give that to you, Aiden, here, so that it can be on the radio as well.
Yeah, we'll have that on social media. We'll have that over on CastleCountryRadio.com as well. Eventbrite is one of the most handy things to use. I mean, it's shocking how easy it is.
It is.
And you can't go wrong with getting a free dinner and learning some pretty valuable skills in the world of cut flowers. Now, as you look at it from a more personal perspective, what do you enjoy most about putting the events on like this?
I like talking about plants and gardening, but I really just like meeting the community and having a chance for people to get together and to share some ideas.
You know, events like this where you are talking about growing plants, it's a great way to get the community out and involved, especially in a rural area where farming is a very heavy presence around us. So lots of people grow up around it. Some people grow up, but they might not know how to get the first step forward. So this is a great chance to start getting them into that world of floriculture, which, you know, a lot of people love to crack into. Now, Ro, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
We're excited for this one. Hopefully you'll be excited too, and we hope to see you on the 26th.
Well, Ro, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. Okay. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Rose Wallen, and we're talking about USU Extension's upcoming Cut Flower Workshop. That's going to be on January 26th over at Emory High. Dinner will be provided, but they are asking that you do RSVP by January 21st. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.